It usually starts with a tip by a cousin, a colleague, or a Telegram group claiming that a certain company's unlisted shares are going to explode after the IPO. The pitch sounds irresistible: buy now at a discount, sell on listing day, and double your money. For many retail investors, this fear of missing out, FOMO, is enough to take a leap. But wealth advisors caution that the unlisted market often works very differently from what investors imagine, and the promised jackpot rarely materializes. Misconceptions drive risky behavior. A big reason for misplaced confidence is misunderstanding how the unlisted market actually operates. Ranjit Jha, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of Rurish Financials, says many investors treat unlisted deals like private equity-style opportunities or assume they function like grey market trades. He adds that investors often believe the lock-in lasts 2 years, when it is actually 6 months, and think tax rules are drastically different, even though capital gains treatment is largely similar. Thomas Stephen, Head Preferred at Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, says retail investors frequently expect unlisted prices to match or exceed IPO valuations, even though these pre-IPO prices often reflect speculation rather than fundamentals. Also read, SSMD Agrotech IPO opens on November 25th. Here's everything you need to know. Real-life examples show how jackpots turn into losses. Several recent cases highlight how hype-driven prices can disappoint. Jha points to Tata Capital, where investors who bought unlisted shares at higher valuations saw muted or even negative outcomes after listing because they skipped due diligence or advisor guidance. Stephen highlights even starker gaps. HDB Financial Services traded at around 1,200 rupees plus in the unlisted market but listed at an IPO price band of 700 rupees and N-740. Tata Capital's unlisted prices were near 1,125 rupees, while its IPO band was 310 rupees 326, a nearly 70% erosion for early buyers. He adds that while early investors in Grove did see meaningful gains, such examples remain outliers. Also read, Gallard Steel IPO subscribed 349x, check allotment status, latest GMP. What investors underestimate: liquidity, valuation gaps, and misinformation. Liquidity is the biggest blind spot. Jha says investors assume they can exit easily, which rarely holds true. Stephen adds that limited disclosures, inflated sentiment, and reliance on unverified information widen valuation gaps and create unrealistic expectations. What to check before buying unlisted shares? Experts recommend reviewing promoter background and governance, checking financials, valuations, and IPO timelines, verifying documentation and avoiding guaranteed gains claims, being cautious when unlisted prices far exceed recent fundraising values, limiting overall exposure to 5% and N-10%, Stephen suggests. Experts say FOMO should never drive unlisted share purchases, informed due diligence should.